Mudamura Boys Side Lessons from the Late Parshas Emor, a very special edition, Baruch Hashem. My wonderful students here at Yeshiva Leva Torah has joined me in a, for me, a very, very special evening. Before I tell you the reason why a week ago I wanted to sponsor it, for this specific reason, so first I just wanted to say that this evening is also dedicated to Zecher Nishmas, Rabbi Yeshua Hoffman. Rabbi Yeshua Hoffman, known to many as just Josh Hoffman, was a tremendous Talmud Chacham and Gadol, one of the Talmidim Muvhakim of my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He was someone who was kulo Torah, but just a very normal, down-to-earth individual who unfortunately succumbed to a very horrible illness and was buried yesterday on Har HaZeisim in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. He was a wonderful, very close Talmud, and someone who just, even me being one of the youngest Talmidim or Aaron when I was in Shir, he made me always feel like $1 million. The line I always remember that rings in my ear, he always used to say the following thing: Nunu, you have a vort, you have a vort, you have a vort, you have something you can tell me? Anybody wants to look up, he wrote these beautiful Shirim called Netvort, of which I'm going to be using tonight, L'Zecher Neshama. So what a better way, I think the best way to elevate the Neshama, by Chazal tell us that the lips of a Tzaddik moves even in death, when we say words of his Torah, so we'll do that. And the second reason that we're, the guys already listened to 20 minutes of this, but is a hodah with the great tzuchus of my wonderful wife and her delicious baked goods, but a suda hodah honoring my wonderful son, Avishai Leib Hartstein, Avishai, Hashem's gift that he's given us, Leib, named for my wife's aunt, Liba, who had passed away the year, and he went through a very difficult illness 4 years ago. And Shevach Bahuda to the Rabbanu Sha'olam, Mizmor Lasoida, Haril Hashem Kolores, Yivduz Hashem Basimcha, we give Hoda to the Rabbanu Sha'olam that we don't forget the great Tov he did for us. Every year, our custom is to do something a little bit different. So we started off with a big Kiddush the first year, I think even the second year, and then we did something in his Gan, it was at the age that he could understand what happened. Last year, I gave a Shir to the community. I'm trying to find what brings Nachas Ruach to the Rabbanu Shalom. Maybe I'm wrong, but through food and Torah, I think is the right way. I thought just to give a Kiddush, it's just a Kiddush, I don't know, even I know I love food, I don't know if that's what Nachas Ruach is. This, I think, to me, means it's very special to me. So I thank you very much for those that always attend, and specifically for those that don't normally attend. It means a very, very great deal to me. And Amir Tzashem, with the zchus of the great neshama of Rav Joshua Hoffman, and Amir Tzashem with my son, so he should continue with great, as all my family should have, yeshuas and brachas, and he should grow up to be the tremendous Talmud Chacham that we hope he should be, and live to his name as being a gift of Yishai, a gift from Hashem. And we thank you, Rabbanu Shalom, for the great gift, and we recognize the great Tov he did for us, saving the life of my son when he was very, very sick at the little age of seven months old. And I guess, as I just told the guys, I guess I have to thank the yeshiva. It was a faithful call at 9:27 on a Monday when I called the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Boaz, and asked him to daven, the whole yeshiva to daven. And it was literally almost 20 minutes later that we mistakenly, or wasn't a mistake, Yeshuas Hashem, a doctor by mistake, came into our room when nobody could diagnose what was wrong with him. And it turned out to be the head of infectious diseases and diagnosed, Baruch Hashem, what the refuah would be for him. So Yishkoyach to the great people at Hadassah Hospital for that, and the doctor, who I don't know the name, some Russian name. So, this evening, the topic says, I think on the thing, just to get you to come, says how to find Hashem on the college campus. But it's really how to find Hashem in our general lives. I don't know if anybody saw the sign outside. I found a cute, there's actually a college in India called Hashem College. I thought that was funny. It's actually called that. I don't think they know it's named after a person. That's probably crazy. Probably call YU, big deal, Yeshiva University. I go to Hashem College, you know? So I guess the Haredim would say, we go to Hashem College, it's called Torah. But I wanted to speak out that difficult parsha of how do we find Hashem in regular life, right? Last week we spoke about Shana Bet a little bit, but not everybody's doing that. Even if you're doing Shana Bet, how do I keep God in my life? And I think with this idea, we'll be able to Habali and Latova do that. So the Pesukim read in Parshas Emor, we have a Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us right before we start the Parshas of the Moadim. Right? It's a fun part of the reading of the Torah. We learn about the holidays. It says, "Amoses chem yaretz Mitzrayim." We talk about the Ribbono Shalom taking us out of Mitzrayim, and it talks about lo velo techalu et shem kodshi. Don't make a chil Hashem. You all must be v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. You have to be walking signs of Hashem. Ani Hashem lokech mekachka. Moses chem yaretz Mitzrayim. Fine. Then it goes, "Vaydaber Hashem shalom or dabo b'nei Yisrael amar talem elam oadei Hashem tkuol sam." Now I'm going to tell you about the holidays. Sheish Hashem tavas yikom aldechol yom Hashem vasa Hashem lokecha. What? What? I'm going to tell you about the holidays, and it tells about Shabbos. Yom Hashem Shabbos Shabbos v'miachal mirkod shalas asu. Shabbos really a holiday. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi quotes the Torah's Kohanim, and he says, "Yeah, you're right. Mo'ad Hashem, Hashem Mo'ad Shiyu Yisrael." Right? What does it come to teach us? So it says Sheish Hashemim. Rashi and Gimel says, "Ma Inyan Shabbos Eitzel Mo'ados." Why Shabbos here? Lamdecha Shekol Machalal Es Mo'ados. Malon Hakasuv Ki Ilu Chilos Shabbosos. V'Gan Makayim Es Mo'ados. Malon Hakasuv Ki Yikim Es Shabbos. You're cute, right? Oh, we put Shabbos there to tell you, just as bad it is to be Machal Shabbos, considered to be like a Oivet Avodah Zarah, so too, if you don't keep the Mo'ados, and the same thing applies. Okay, that's a very nice idea. An idea that Rav David Feinstein says, which I think is a beautiful, beautiful idea, which is, oh, I apologize, I forgot to do the most important thing, Karas HaTov to the Rabbanu Shalom. I forgot to give Karas HaTov to our new microphone, donated by the Silverberg family in honor of their favorite rabbi in Rishiva Leva Torah. Of Citron. So, no. So, this is a guess. So, Rav David Feinstein. Rav David Feinstein has a very beautiful idea, which I think gives a better way to look at this inyan. Rav David quotes this pasuk, David Feinstein, the son of Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Sefer called Dodi, and he says, so, yeah, Rashi says that reason, but then he writes like this, no, the Torah repeats Shabbos again, is because what is Shabbos? Similar to the festival, Shabbos is a testimony that Hashem continues to rule over the world forever, and it doesn't simply allow the world just to continue, but there's much more to it. Says Rav David something beautiful. He says like this. He says that when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is an oath that Hashem created the world, but Yontif is that Hashem continues to create the world, that Hashem is always there. Right? And he's there no matter what. Why? Because the difference is that when it comes to Yontif, we're Makadosh Yontif. Rav Salvajic has a whole essay on this topic as well. Right? It's a convocation, he calls it. It's something special. It's something different. It's something unique. And that is different. And therefore, we start with Shabbos to say, yeah, you got to have these two aspects over here. You got to have the aspect of observing Shabbos, but also understand that it's not just that Hashem is the creator of the world, but believe that Hashem continues in His involvement in the world. The Ramban also says this, as other of the commentaries also say this idea as well, that we have to believe not only that Hashem is involved in the creation of the world, but He continues to control. And that's the hardest thing in life. The hardest thing is to realize that God is here with us now. Many people recognize the fact that Hashem created the world. People even who are not religious. People are not Jewish. God created. I believe in the stories of the Bible. Yeah, I believe in that. There are people who even believe in the end of days stories. But Hashem is here now? That's Yontif. That's special. But it's got to be a combination of the two, of the Shabbos and the Yontif. Comes Rabbi Hoffman, and Rabbi Hoffman says, we used to call him the Hoffer, and he says as follows. Just to say one thing, because it's so fundamental. Rabbi Hoffman, his name was Yehoshua. So Rav Chaim Salvajic, the son of Rav Aaron, said at the Hesped that he was like Yehoshua, and that he followed his Rebbe. He did everything that Rav Aaron did. He was with him for so many years. It's remarkable. And he was really, the spirit of Rav Aaron was. He was funny, he told jokes, made people feel comfortable. That's an amazing midah, to be so close, not just with your Rebbe, but to get the midos of your Rebbe and understand that everything that your Rebbe does is part of you. So here's what Rabbi Hoffman says. He says, Shabbos is connected not just to the connection that Rashi said and Rav David Feinstein said, but let's look at the pasuk that I quoted before. Maybe there's something to do with the Nikdashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael. Because the last pasuk before Shabbos refers to not defiling Hashem's name, not the Yechil Hashem. The Ramban points out that there's only a few cases of Yarig Yaver. Most of the cases is V'chai Bahem. I want you to live. V'lo Yamut Bahem, says the Gemara in Yuma. And he says, in the name of his Rebbe, my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, the following thing. And I remember myself, Rav Aaron, pointing this out. If you look at Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Dalid, Perek Hey, thank you, Perek Hey, and Perek Hey, I just looked at it this evening, you'll see that the whole introduction, the whole beginning part, is all talking about how you Makadosh Shem Hashem. How are you a walking Kiddush Hashem? Right? And says very little about how to dial Kiddush Hashem. Right? There was some famous person who quipped once and said, yeah, it's easy to dial Kiddush Hashem. Living on Kiddush Hashem, ooh, that's difficult. I think Rav Aaron said something along those lines. So Rav Aaron said, the discussion of the mitzvos in Yechilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the general principle, overwhelming majority of the cases, one need not sacrifice his life to transgress a prohibition. It's only after that it says, okay, there's a few cases where you actually have to die. Therefore, the message in the name of Rav Aaron is that it's much greater imperative to sanctify Hashem's name than to one to die al Kiddush Hashem. And that's something that we, I think, sometimes miss. Of course, those that dial Kiddush Hashem, there's nothing to discuss. They have a special place that is truly unbelievable. So Rabbi Hoffman says, with this idea of Aaron in mind, so now we can understand Shabbos, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Even though we have malachas that are prohibited, on Shabbos, or similar to that of the Moadim, of the festivals, the punishment is much more severe. This prohibition is disposed in order to save the life of a human being. When it comes to saving a human life, Shabbos is dismissed, right? We know this halacha. Pikuach nefesh is doiche, the Torah, the halachas of Shabbos. Maybe we experience this. I told them the last year, Rabbi Zilberstein Shabbos about this. In what circumstances? But in most circumstances, I remember Rav Aaron telling me this once. He said, the general rule of thumb is as follows. It's a great, great idea to think about your whole life. You have something happens to you on Shabbos now. And you don't know. What should I do? I've met so many ignoramuses in this, and they regard. And they're like, yeah, I'll let him bleed out. It's okay. It'll be fine. We'll wait a few hours until Shabbos is over. He says, if it was Wednesday, would you take him to the hospital? Yes. You take him to the hospital on Shabbos, then it's Wednesday. Are you crazy? A suffix? Take him to the hospital. People's lives have been saved over that. And that's why the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, the following. Who should be Mechal Shabbos? You have a choice now. Okay? There's a Chil Shabbos going to happen. It says it should be the great Torah scholars rather than minor slaves. Rambam was always upset when people would go to the child and go, hi, baby, you want to play with the lighties? Baby likes it, and you're holding the baby up. Sfinim b'yadayim. No, I don't care if the baby's 1 month old. He says, if there's something you need to do, you have to do it. You do it yourself. You show. The Talmid Chacham should do it. The story's about his grandfather, Rav Chaim, who would feed people on Yom Kippur. He said, I would feed them with, I want you to see, to understand that you have to eat. So what's the connection? I think a lot of people, they don't realize these two ideas on the college campus, and in life in general, but the college campus especially. You want to grow. You want to be who you are as a Jew. You want to see Hashem? Be a walking Kiddush Hashem. Be that person. Some of the guys, I don't know if you remember this, in January when they came back, so there were a few people who were outstanding. Not outstanding because they were doing so well. Outstanding, they were interesting individuals. So there's one guy, let's not talk any names out, but there's one guy who says, the way I stayed from on college campus, he's in a very secular college campus of you, very, very secular, is that I have a thing, I always wear my tzitzis out and my yarmulke. Okay, I don't agree with everything that he does. I'm not giving him a gestempel, a hashkacha, mahajim, and a mahajim revel, Dov Menach Marchstein, I'm not, but it sets him apart. He's moved on. He understands that the first lesson that we said from David Feinstein, Hashem's in this world. He's here all the time. He's with me. I get it. It's not just he created the world and leave me alone. He's on the college campus with me now. Now I have to decide. V'nekdashim b'soch b'nei Yisrael. What should I do? Should I go to the party or not? I love the calls I get once in a while. Usually they call real rabbis, but once in a while I get the following call: Rebbe, I'm sorry to bother you before Shabbos. I know it's Friday, but I have a shiloh. Can I go to the game? The game is a game tonight, right? I think we mentioned this last week, right? The Turtles, right? That's what I mentioned. The Maryland Turtles. They're playing. So, but I read Orch Shabbos and the this and that. I said, I'm going to do this. No Erev, don't worry. I'm not going to carry. And the goy is going to take the tickets. And I'm not going to look at the preachers. But the halftime show, I already have glasses, special glasses. And you got it all figured out. All figured out. But it's not the Ruach HaShadah. You want to be dash of to Israel, make a tish, make an onu, do something. That's what you're going to do. And then you have your challenges. And this is the key. You have your challenges. Now you go on the college campus and things aren't so hunky-dory. Things aren't so great. And then you have to make that decision. Do I really believe? The reason why we sin, obviously, is obvious, I think. It's because that moment, we don't believe God's in this world, right? That moment when we sin, we're like, oh, give me a pass. Or, you know, like the Ganov who steals at night, nobody sees me. God doesn't see you. I don't believe that God's with me right now. And right now is not a time that Ekdash Tebesoch B'nei Yisrael. Oh, take my yarmulke off. It's fine. Nobody will see. Over a month ago, about a month and a half ago, when Rabbi Hoffman was unbelievably sick, when he literally died three times, according to the article I'm reading now. He was resuscitated three times. He quoted the article that's in the book, Logic of the Mind, Logic of the Heart, where Avraham Soloveitchik suffered a debilitating stroke in 1983. I had him way after 1983. My father, Shlita, had him before the 1983. I know that they were, in some ways, two different Rebbes, but the left side of his body was paralyzed. And Avraham, when he was suffering in the hospital, wrote this amazing, amazing article called A Glimpse of Eternity from a Hospital Dungeon. And he wrote that, I think that the fact that I am now constantly under the impact of biological sensations of carrying a foreign detached object, right? The left side of the body felt like this fake thing that was attached to him, right? Kind of like your phones. The left side of my body is not part of me. That the human soul is a separate entity, having its own identity. I now understand that. I understand the idea, right? Sunday evening, May 29th, 1983, my belief in the extraneous existence of the soul was grounded on Emunah. But now I get it, because now I understand what it is to not be part of your own body, if you will. And for our environment, 18 years, that continued every day, learning Torah like nobody could learn Torah. With great pain, but with great joy. Rabbi Hoffman said that that's what he saw in this week's parsha, the parsha that he quoted at that time, which is Vayakal Bakude, in the building of the Mishkan, that the garments of the Kohanim were given on a practical, on a physical level. And the stress is on the practical level. The emphasis is the Torah, the practical, to be carried out. And he writes, I hope I could take the tradition of my Rebbe Rav Aaron now that I am in a debilitating state. You're going to have the downers also. You're going to have times where things aren't going well and you actually get the message, maybe even, wow, now I really see God is with me now. Now I really see Hashem as part of my life. Or I hope I do. Everybody has a moment in their life. We said the story last week where Devir's mother turned to the Rabbanu Shalom and said, I need a sign, I need something. And something amazing happened. I'm not promising you that always going to happen. But you'll have a time in your life when you'll make a call at 9:27. And maybe the call will be to the Rabbanu Shalom himself, or maybe to an emissary of the Rabbanu Shalom, and say, I need help. And almost never will you 20 minutes later see Yeshua like that. I admit that. But it does come. Because you just said to the Rabbanu Shalom the following statement. I believe that you are here right now, Hashem. I know you created the world. I believe in Shabbos, but I believe in the Moadim. I believe that right now you're here with me. And you're the only one that can save my child. I believe that. That's the message. I believe that you're here right now with me. And v'nekdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Sometimes people forget, and there's a great video on one of the websites, iTube, YouTube, something, I don't know. And there, it has this woman who decides to do this wonderful Thanksgiving Sudas Hoda, if you will. She's not Jewish, but a Sudas Hoda to all the people that took care of her child, I think it is, who had passed away. And she invites everybody to sit, and they're all shocked. They show the video of when they get the invitation. Oh my God, my God. And they said, why are you so shocked? And they said, nobody ever did this for us. Nobody ever, you know. Once in a while, people say, thank you. Nothing like this. And isn't that sad? Benekdashi, what a great Kiddush Hashem. When the nurse goes out and goes, wow, that guy with the beanie cap, they're so nice. They thank me. They wrote me a card. And he could be in Eretz Yisrael as well. Benekdashi. There was amazing stories when we were in the hospital. The Shabbos, Chas v'Shalom, you should never have to be there. But Shabbos in Hadassah, I'm sure in Shari Telegit, is unbelievable. There's an amazing stuck organization there of Satmar, I think, and not Satmar, of a certain type of Hasidim, who take the hospital over and give food to everybody. And there was such achdus going on with the people on our floor. Everybody's eating chulin. We're going with the svarim about it. What? Maser, chulin, maser. It was beautiful. Right? And you know, the end of Shabbos, at Mamash, we're sitting all together at the end of Shabbos, and we're all talking about how do we scam the parking, because, you know, Chas v'Shalom, they're charging us on Shabbos for parking. It's a chutzpah. That's against halacha. You know, I'm for people telling me, you can't. Fine. But there was an achdus there. It's a nebuch. That's, we shouldn't have achdus then. But in Dashti, people left the hospital and said, wow, there were people we stayed in touch with. How are their children doing? That's what your job is on the college campus. You want to see Hashem? You want to stay from? Here's the easiest way. Believe that Hashem's part of everything, the ups and the downs, no matter what it is. And I have a job on the college campus, and it's a hard job. In Dashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, it's the job that keeps us the glue fit. Don't be a walking Chil Hashem, be a walking Kiddush Hashem. Let people look at you and say, wow, I didn't know that was a firm person. And you continue that Emirat Hashem when you're on your working experience. When you're at work, people will say that about you. Don't be embarrassed. You're walking Kiddush Hashem. You, one person, better than anybody else can be. And Emirat Hashem, with this lesson, we should be zeichah that all the Yeshuas, we should see all the Yeshuas in life, and all the Refuas, especially the babies, the children that need Refuas should get it. And all those that need the Meilat Yoshas, Rabbi Hoffman certainly will Amir Tzashem give us, should bring Bias Goyal Tzedek B'meheir B'yamein.